I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Remember when cars had ashtrays and cigarette lighters? They've all but disappeared as automakers have made room for more cup holders and gadgets. I'll bet some of you don't even know where the cigarette lighter is in your car if you have one. Well, the Korean car maker Hyundai says it's going to get rid of the cigarette lighter jack, and it's going to replace them with a USB jack. We wondered what that's about. Tech innovation, cost-cutting measure, or just a general diss of smokers? So let's put the question to Paul Eisenstein, editor of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, what do you think is driving Hyundai's decision?
Well, clearly they don't need to have cigarette lighters and ashtrays in most cars today. Most people don't smoke in the cars. Even smokers have figured out they don't want to smell up their car. So they tend not to use cigarette lighters anymore. Getting rid of them, I think Hyundai's saying, will be savings, cost savings. They're planning to replace the cigarette lighter with USB ports, which they say would appeal to people who have more modern technology. You know, you charge up your iPhone or the like, you really don't need the cigarette lighter.
What about all those Asian smokers we hear about? I mean, this is a Korean car company. They're doing this for their Korean models. Aren't they going to miss their cigarette lighters?
I'm a little surprised, actually, that they're planning to do this worldwide, because you do still find smokers in some markets, particularly in Asia. And Hyundai is trying to gain a lot of traction in China, which has some of the heaviest smoking in the world. So I think they may get a little bit of pushback from some of their customers as they roll this plan out.
I've seen a fan that runs on a USB port. Maybe we'll start seeing retro-style cigarette lighters that have a USB jack.
For those people who need them. I have to say that I'm a little bit surprised, because there's still a lot of things that run on the old-fashioned 12-volt lighter jack, radar detectors, navigation systems, and I don't think that they can get enough power from a standard USB port. People are carrying all sorts of toys. Electronics and electrical goods have become the way of life. I've seen people plug in hair dryers, unfortunately, sometimes using them when they're driving.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, unfortunately, I've seen that. Makeup and what have you. Also see coolers that use the 110-volt jacks and tools and things like that. Honestly, I think Hyundai would be making a mistake if they dropped the standard cigarette lighter jack.
Yeah, I used to have this great little vanity light in the car that plugged into the jack until it got stolen. So all these little gadgets, are they all in jeopardy unless those manufacturers adapt them with a USB jack?
Yeah, I think they are in trouble if the manufacturers don't adapt. Beyond that, I think that there are some things that just need more power than you can get out of a USB jack. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, wait a second, I need that jack.
It's funny, we're even calling this still the cigarette lighter jack, considering how many different devices people use and plug into it. When was the last time, Paul, you used a cigarette lighter as a source of fire?
Source of fire probably would have been back in the 70s, and I probably shouldn't talk about what I was using it for.
Paul Eisenstein, automotive analyst in Detroit. Thanks so much.
It's good to be with you.